Stakes Talks. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. A Saturday phone call between President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin didn't seem to weaken a global threat.
The president warned his counterpart of, quote, widespread human suffering should Moscow invade its neighbor. A White House official, though, says the call changed absolutely nothing. U.S. intelligence reveals an invasion could happen next week.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says all Americans and embassy staff should leave Ukraine now.
We ordered the departure of most of the Americans still at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. The risk of Russian military action is high enough, and the threat is imminent enough, that this is the prudent thing to do.
Blinken is in Hawaii to meet with Japanese and South Korean officials about North Korea's recent missile tests. The standoff near the U.S. northern border is easing up.
Tensions appear to be cooling on the U.S.-Canadian border bridge as police convince some protesters to move their trucks. But demonstrators are still blocking international crossings in Michigan, North Dakota, and Montana. The truckers are demanding the lifting of COVID mandates.
Fox's John Scott. The Canadian protesters inspired a demonstration in Paris where a group opposed to virus restrictions tried to block traffic there. Police fired tear gas to break up the crowd. New York City Mayor Eric Adams wants social media platforms to ban violent rap videos after two young rappers were shot.
The mayor used the case of 18-year-old Jaquan McKinley as an example after the drill rapping teen was shot and killed last weekend as he was leaving a recording studio in Brooklyn. And McKinley was murdered less than a month after a 22-year-old rapper was shot and killed in the same borough hours after signing a record deal.
Fox's Laura Ingle. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
An upcoming race for mayor is heating up in the nation's second largest city.
Billionaire developer Rick Caruso was entering a crowded field of Democratic candidates hoping to become the next mayor of Los Angeles, succeeding outgoing Mayor Eric Garcetti. The 63-year-old Caruso is a former Republican best known for building high-end shopping malls, who says Los Angeles can reverse a spike in crime and an unchecked homeless crisis. He was quickly attacked by some Democrats comparing him to former President Donald Trump and noting that Caruso raised money for L.A. District Attorney George Gascon, whose progressive forms some blame for the city's rise in crime. The Democratic primary is June 7th. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
President Biden will visit Ohio next week to discuss the $1 trillion infrastructure law signed last November. It's the president's second trip to Northeast Ohio in less than a year. The Rams and Bengals will play for the NFL title, and for many, the championship will not be the only thing on the line.
The American Gaming Association expects a record $7.61 billion to be bet on the Super Bowl by about 31.4 million Americans. The amount of money expected to be wagered is a 78% increase over last year. The number of people doing so is a 35% jump. That's largely attributed to the fact that 30 states now allow legal sports betting. That's up from 20 last year. And there's no limit to what you can take a chance on. There's traditional bets like the point spread, but those who are more adventurous can play just about anything, including who the MVP will be and even what color the Gatorade will be when it's dumped on the winning coach. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Los Angeles police say four people were shot during a fight outside a restaurant hosting a party that followed a private Justin Bieber concert. Rapper Kodak Black was reportedly among those injured. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.